Indians outfielder Tyler Naquin joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. Tyler, great to have you on. And let's talk a little bit about your development within the Indians organization. You seem to be a guy on the rise as you come to camp this year. Internally, just mentally, do you feel as though this is the year? You feel as though you're major league ready, per se?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, I'm bigger and stronger, faster than I've ever felt. And, you know, I believe that I'm ready 100%. I think part of that just coming out here and playing hard every single day, you know, my style of play and giving it all I got, being a little bit safer about it, you know, looking out for them walls a little bit better, especially in spring training. But, yeah, I feel great, really great.
Tyler, I had a chance to talk to Francisco Lindor yesterday, and we talked about coming up through the organization and as a young player having patience, just having the patience to get to the big league level. Is that something that you have to kind of battle as well, to say, man, I've got to be patient and work myself through this process?
Absolutely, because as much as you hear, you know, the staff say it's a process, you know, it's a process. You know, whether we feel like we're ready or not, it is a process. You know, you got to trust it, and you know, you can back off yourself a little bit whenever you really start to trust the process. And you know, these guys get paid a lot of money in the front office to make decisions and do what they do, and so, you know, they've always been real good to me, and you know, trusting them is, you know, something that I do.
Tyler, throughout the week, your name's been brought up during a few interviews here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. But for fans that are listening, give them a self-scouting report. What is it about your play that, whether it's this spring or whenever it may be, when you crack this lineup, that fans will look forward to seeing you out on the field?
Oh, just it's going to be fast. And I enjoy being out there on that field, you know, just springing around and stuff like that, being smart about making the right decisions and stuff. Because center field, man, you know, you're the captain out there, you know, whether it be right or left field, it doesn't matter to me. But just playing hard and fast, but being able to slow it down in the box and just knowing the situations and having a lot of fun, man. Fun.
In center field, as you said, you're the captain out there. As a kid growing up, as a younger player, was there a center fielder that you used to watch, that you used to really admire and say, there's a guy I'd kind of like to pattern myself after?
Oh, Griffey. King Griffey Jr., man. Me and my brother had jerseys like him. I just liked him because he swung left-handed, had a nice smooth swing, and I hit left-handed. And so, you know, we had a lot of fun watching that guy.
Talk a little bit about what you're working on this spring. As you get with the coaches, what aspect of your game is one that you're trying to improve on or work on?
Just consistency, you know, whether it be any part of my game, you know, base running, you know, even at the plate, you know, sticking to my zone at the plate, being in the outfield, you know, routes, hitting the cutoff man, just making sure everything, just honing everything. It's consistency.
Tyler, earlier I was talking to Tom Hamilton, voice of the Indians, and he was saying you have one of the strongest arms that he's seen in this organization for a long time. Is that something you're just blessed with? Some guys have great arms, or it's something that you've worked on, or a combination of both?
It's a little bit of both, but more so just kind of blessed with, you know, my older brother had a really great throwing arm as well. And you know, I was telling them, man, we grew up in the country and just kind of around some pastures and creeks, and me and my brother were always picking up rocks or, you know, picking up waterlogged baseballs from the day before or something. So just, you know, we were always throwing something. It didn't warm up or nothing. So, and when you're that young, you can't really blow your arm out. So I don't know if it was that or just, you know, the good Lord, you know, blessed me with a little something extra. And I appreciate it.
What was the strangest thing you ever picked up and just gave it a hurl?
Oh, crawfish, probably.
As you get into this spring training and the guys in the clubhouse kind of get to know you a little bit, how comfortable is that, the getting to know each other process with some of the veterans on the team?
That's big, man, because, you know, especially when I came into camp, say when I was 21 or 22, it's a little bit different, you know. And when I came in here, whenever Giambi was in here and Swisher was in here, so you got some big-name guys that made a little money, and, you know, they got a lot of respect, just not in the clubhouse, but, you know, really around the world and around baseball. And so getting comfortable, you know, with, you know, Brantley, Kipnis, you know, I don't talk to Kluber don't talk a whole lot, but he's a good dude, real good dude. All of them make it a lot easier, you know, especially having guys like that. But guys like Cal Gill, Shane Robinson, Adam Moore, those guys are everybody's real, real good.
And as you said, in center field, you're kind of the captain out there, kind of taking charge. When you've got older guys around you, I would assume they just let you do your thing out there, even though you're the young kid out there.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, they use the word captain, you know, quite loosely out there. But
guy in charge?
Right, yeah, it's just kind of you know, if I call the ball, they expect me to catch it just because I got the better read on it being centered up with the batter. And that's really what the captain means. Hey, if he calls it, you better go catch it. But you can bet that if me and Rajay Davis are out there and Rajay calls it, I'm going to let him go ahead and catch it. unless I know for a fact that I got a better chance and it's, you know, at a bad angle for him or something. But absolutely.
It's still very, very early. But all in all, are you pleased with the way camp has gone?
Absolutely. It's a blast and it's a lot of fun. Just keep playing hard every day and just, just trusting it.
There you go. Tyler, we appreciate you stopping by. Best of luck this year.
Thank you. Thank you.